I thought we had a good discussion with the what have you been playing type of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Cutscenes, Metal Gear Solid, Banjo-Kazooie.
Yep.
Jak and Daxter.
I have to admit, we were talking about the internet. I'm a walkthrough addict.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You live on GameFAQs?
Yeah, big time. It's like I feel nowadays that if I play a game, it's going to be like the only time I play it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to miss anything because I don't want to come back to it.
Sure. Sure. That's how I am. So I mean, when I... Yeah. I have no time for anything, so when I actually do sit down and play something, I really want it to be, you know, worth my time, because I might not have a chance to get back to it for like 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. 2 years.
Oh, more than that, yeah. I'm playing like Persona 3 right now.
Okay.
Which I didn't want to mention, but it's pretty recent, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's like a 100-hour game. I don't want to miss anything and having to do 100-hour again, so...
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh no, I was just gonna say that I had been playing through Hotline Miami, and I didn't know if I wanted to mention that because it's kind of retro inspired, but it's definitely, I mean, it's obviously new, so.
In my mind, I keep thinking, I mean, I can't get out of the school mentality of I'm gonna have like 2 or 3 weeks at Christmas break, winter break, so I can just, you know, sit down and play games for 2 hours. 3 hours, not 2 hours, 2 or 3 weeks at a time, but I don't get that kind of break anymore. I'm not in school.
No.
So I ended up never, you know.
No, I know.
Never.
And what, never then you get like a day off and you think you're going to be productive and you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you just exactly. Sit, like, talk on Twitter for 4 hours.
Yeah. That's a problem. That happens.
Yeah.
Or you watch... Oh, an entirety of a YouTube channel.
I don't do that enough. Like, there's a ton of people that do, like, great content. And I try to watch some people. Like, honestly, Alex, I try to watch every Deported show. Mm-hmm. But, like, I watched a couple of backlogs in Gaming Historian. And, like, maybe 4 at max. I don't watch more than that.
That's okay.
Barely read anything on Gaming Rebellion. I feel the I listen to podcasts and that might be it.
Yeah, I'm the same.
And
way.
I'm really happy that in Breaking Bits they're like reviewing The Walking Dead right now, because I just skipped like these 50 minutes. The podcast feels that fun to me. So
I mean, I'm actually kind of happy that my show gets the reception it does, because there's like, I mean, it sounds silly, there's like 5 or 6 likes, there's like 5 or 6 comments, and I'm like, man, somebody's actually watching it, so it's fine.
Oh, I feel the same way when I mean, I don't typically get a whole bunch of comments on my stuff for the site, but when I get 1 or 2, I'm like sitting in 7th heaven for, you know, a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I know there was not a lot of comments on the One Loop Castle compared to what there were before.
Yeah.
Well, I get YouTube comments. I mean.
Yeah.
I think the thing that gets the most comments is Game Over Kill right now.
For sure.
Really?
Like, even more
than... I thought so, too.
Even more than Buttcast.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, Shining Force had tons. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Because you need some of those for other things.
Yeah.
Some of those comments.
But it's like the only thing that has reviews of games like people know,
right? Because everything else, everybody's kind of doing obscure stuff. Or I mean, well, the whole Game Overkill point was to pick the, you know, the common games from everybody's lists. So these are definitely going to be games that people have heard of. You know, they may not like them, but at least they are aware of them.
And like I said, there were 2 reviews of Flicky in the same week.
Yeah.
And I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, that was so random, too, because I had never heard of Flicky before. And I found it in that, you know, just completely randomly. And I picked it up and ran with it. But that's so weird. I didn't expect that at all.
Well, are you guys done your smoke break and
Sure.
Whatever.
That was a nice finish. Smoke.
Check. Yep.
Hey, I got a thing on Twitter. Chris followed me. Who is Chris?
I already follow you.
Retro VGM? Retro Core or
Nerd Rage Priest.
Hmm. No idea.
He's from Key Largo. I don't know if we have any mutual followers.
Key Largo. It's Florida.
People from Twitter. It's so random sometimes.
Yeah, Twitter is like the best and worst of society. It really is.
It's like the internet.
Yeah,
in
Twitter, yeah.
In a nutshell.
How many followers are you up to, Chris?
Not enough. Well, I don't really care. I'm up to 237.
Yeah, not good. Enough.
That's pretty good.
My way of looking at it, and I'm really not like crazy about it. I mean, it's something I keep an eye on just because it's interesting. But if I have more followers than I am following, I feel like that's a victory. Yeah. And I'm following 206, and I have 237. So that means at least what 31 people like me enough to follow me or their bots. So who knows?
Yeah. Alex's the best for that. I think he got the best ratio there.
Man, sweet.
Yeah. No, I was following a lot of people. I cut it down lately, but yeah.
I cut it down recently too. I was up in like, I was almost at 400, and then I realized I'm just following like random retro stores that I don't really care about. I mean, yeah, they post some interesting, you know, stuff to buy, but I'm broke. I don't buy anything online. Yeah. So I don't need to follow them.
Except for 30 Amazon games.
Hey, that was like $3. I can afford $3.
It was really worth it. I was really pissed that I couldn't pick them up.
Right, because of the whole Canada thing? They didn't sell them to Canadians?
Like I said, they can't sell to Canada for digital codes.
That's a bummer. I mean, I should have... If something like that happens again that you see, just let me know, and I'll pick it up for you, and then I'll give you the codes.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a spring sale, and I'll probably not buy them all.
Yeah, that's the worst thing, is that I'm so broke all the time, but then there's these things that are like, oh, this is only $2 or $3, and that really starts to add up, like good old games. I go on there, and it's like, oh my gosh, I just spent $40 in like $1-$2 chunks.
Yeah, but that's because your backlog isn't big enough.
My backlog is like ridiculous. Like I just don't really pay attention to it.
I was like that on Steam, and I think I haven't bought anything on Steam for maybe a couple months.
Yeah,
I started buying like Humble Bundles.
Yeah, Humble Bundles are great. There was that Star Humble Wars Bundles one recently that I really wanted to get. The one with Jedi Outcast, Jedi Academy and stuff. I didn't get it, but I wanted to.
I didn't get it because I don't really care about Star Wars stuff.
I'll let that slide.
Get out.
I shouldn't say that, right?
No, you have to pretend to really love Star Wars. That's the rules.
It's the craziest thing. Then people, like, I don't know if I'm the only one that, like, only has the video game part. Because really, I don't care about anything else. I don't care about movies. I don't care about Star Wars, Star Trek. Animes, My Little Pony, I guess.
Wait, are you saying you do like My Little Pony or you don't like My Little Pony?
No, I don't.
He doesn't.
Comic book, like nothing.
Really, how are you on this site?
I don't know. It's the craziest thing. I'm like the only one that just has video games, but not passionate enough to be like in the top tier of people that know about it. It's crazy.
It's not bad. I mean, you don't have to like other stuff. It can be
I don't, but I just can't find anybody else that's the same way. Everybody else has like at least something. I mean, I've never heard of Adventure Time or Putt-Putt or any of these things. Like, never.
Never heard of Putt-Putt?
It's crazy. I had never heard of Putt-Putt.
I don't think many people have heard of Putt-Putt. Well, I'll stand by that. It's like, not like crazily, it's not like super big or anything. It was pretty popular in like the early 90s. It was like the Humongous Games did a whole bunch of point and clicks, and that was one of them.
I mean, it's not like Super Mario Brothers.
No.
It's not like Gus Goes to Cybertown.
See? No idea what that is. You're probably making that up? I don't know.
That sounds like an Eric Hunter game.
Ghostbusters. No, it's actually like a CD I had when I was kid. It's a funny story because I went to my mother's and she had like old CDs that I used to keep for PC that were mostly like games I had in cereal boxes. And I left the door of my car unlocked and I picked up all these CDs that were probably worth like 20 cents each because all the games sucks. Like it's Scrabble and Clue and things like that. And I actually got them stolen away from me.
Somebody really wanted to play Scrabble.
Yeah, and I was pissed because I was going to do a series about them.
Oh, man. That's funny. I mean, that's not funny. That's terrible.
Yes. Who cares?
So I just got to say that I think we do better when we don't adhere to the official podcast format. You know, the real podcast format.
If I had played something old really recently, maybe we would have had
a better
conversation.
Well, I think we're all just trying to fit the mold.
I thought that conversation was good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, since we've taken a break, we've gotten a good conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we're just...
We don't feel like we're on the spot, though. Showdown.
Yeah. I'm just... I don't know.
Right.
It's a good thing, I think, that we don't necessarily adhere to the mold.
Yeah. Cool.
We'll try to go off the mold on the Retro Showdown.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. This is going to be fun.
you're not bringing Cross Country Canada, are you?
No. Although I did play... You know, that was so funny. Jason and I seem to have very similar tastes because... I always end up playing the same games that he plays, like when I watch on Thursdays every now and then, we'll have played the same one. Like he brought he was talking about the Cross Country Canada and that random like Star Wars game on the DOS archive site with the games, and I had played those like 30 minutes before I started watching. It was just really weird.
So you're the Jason guy. Why am I...
No, you're the Jason guy because you're Canadian.
No, I can't. It doesn't mean a thing.
Well, you're the only one of us that can say resident Canadian.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But, I mean, I say that and people from Quebec are going to hate me.
Right. You don't identify as Canadian? Resident Quebecer.
That doesn't work. I'd have to say it in French.
Okay. Ooh.
French, huh?
French isn't... No, stop that.
Just kidding.
No, but really, I'm playing Persona 3 right now, and they do the thing where French is fancy. But like regular most thing things. Is very good in French.
Yeah.
And they're saying très bien. It sucks. Don't say that.
Très bien.
Don't
is like, bad.
Don't shoot like two words in French to pretend you're fancy, and they're in the end they just mean very good. That doesn't work in my book. Just say very good and lift your pinky or something.
English speakers tend to think that they're fancy by saying things in French.
And it's okay, because personally, I like saying crème brûlée more than like saying the right pronunciation for it.
But what's the right pronunciation?
Crème brûlée.
Yeah, I like crème brûlée more.
Yeah, see? And flambé. Instead of flambé.
Flambé sounds better. Yeah. Okay.
Like you guys say can't, but I prefer can't. Like the British people.
I can't do that. I like can't more. That's nice.
I feel like a hick now.
No, but even when I write, I mean, I think I've said this before, but I write in American. Because all, like, the shows and the books I read are American. So I've never learned, like, the Canadian English. So I don't put a U in colors. I don't put a U in favorite. I don't say Z. I say Z.
I like Z more. I think it sounds weird if you say that around just, you know, in America. But Z, I think, sounds cooler.
I only say Z with the ZX Spectrum. Cause
that sounds way cool.
Yeah, it sounds way cooler than... DX
Vector. Totally. Or when you're talking about cars, like the Nissan or the Nissan Z. That's cool. 300ZX.
Yeah, that works. It's actually Z in French also.
Yeah.
Well, I think the like I could be wrong, but I mean, whoever invented or whoever how it evolved to where we got lazy, so we didn't want to say the whole word.
Right. It's supposed to be Z. Like, that's the Latin.
Yeah.
That every that all of our languages are based off of. It was Z in that language, and then alpha.
Yeah. Got lazy.
Right. That's us. Well, lazy some of American. Us. Not me. I'm not a lazy American. Most of the time.
Hey, come on, you're in Florida. You gotta be
active.
Yeah, in the Florida room.
Yeah.
So when was the last time you like ran naked on the highway to attack some police car?
No, that you. It's been a lot harder to do that since they've outlawed bath salts.
Oh
yeah,
jeez.
Yeah. No, Florida's crazy. You always hear about like I'm not surprised when I hear that an alligator ate somebody. That's a normal thing. Like, that's like yeah, it's Tuesday.
Honestly, to me, that's like the most normal thing, normal news you can get out of Florida.
Oh, really?
There are so many. Do you follow like Florida Man on Twitter?
No.
That's like news, like crazy news from Florida, and they have enough for every day.
Really? Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Florida is just crazy. Florida's ridiculous.
Chris, I saw a link that Tom Hall shared about. Within the last year, it was a news story, and it was about the Golden Corral closing down in Tampa. And it was so awesome. The news story was so amazing. I have to go back to it every once in a while. Just the people's devastation that this Golden Corral would close.
That their buffet? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, their buffet would close. I don't know if you read the story, but no. It's pretty great. I'll find it right now. It's that good.
Hey, send it to me if you can.
I'll just link it in the chat.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I have like this column plan, uh-huh. And it's the title is "What Your Buffet Behavior Can Tell You About Your Retro Gaming Habits."
So wait, one more time. Story. What can tell you about your retro gaming habits?
What your buffet behavior can tell you about your retro gaming habits.
Okay. Interesting.
I have no idea how it's going to work right now, so that's why I need inspiration.
So what you're going to do is just, you know, copy and paste and change a few names?
No, probably not, but, I mean, like, I'm going to try to link, because, I mean, buffet behavior is something special. Like, when I go to buffet, I usually, like, grab, I feel guilty, so I grab a couple of vegetables.
Oh, no.
Instead of the plate. Just say like, okay, I ate some vegetables, and I usually never eat them, so I'm gonna compare them like the classic.
You guys have Golden Corrals in Quebec?
No, we have a couple of other things. Every buffet place is pretty much considered like Chinese place.
Oh, at Golden Corral, you can just get all of the steak you want to.
Okay. Yeah, they have a man standing there cutting it and putting on your plate. It's so glorious.
But that's roast beef, right?
Yeah, they have the steaks. Well, they have the steaks and then the roast beef right next to each other. But I mean, you got to go with the roast beef because he's just cutting it and just putting it on your plate, and it's just nice. Okay.
So we have like spare ribs,
ooh,
and General Tso chicken, and pineapple chicken and things like that. It's like all fried cheap Chinese food.
That's the best kind. I don't think I've ever had authentic Chinese food. I've only had cheap. Like Americanized fast food takeout exactly. Chinese food.
Like the buffet we have is like Toisan and the Jade buffet, so it's everything Chinese.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I say Chinese, I mean like Asian, because in North America we don't care about the difference.
Right. It's Asian culture. Food. It's not. I mean, so there's,
the same even thing, though
dozens of countries,
China and Japan Asian don't like each other.
Yeah. I mean, sushi's Chinese, right?
Okay, listen. This is the title of this article. To fans, loss of Brooksville Golden Corral like a kick to the tenderloin.
great.
Oh, God.
Oh, and it says Tampa Bay Times, winner of 10 Pulitzer Prizes.
I used to work at the Tampa Bay Times.
Really? Did you really?
Yeah.
There's the article in the for you guys.
What do you do for a living, actually, Chris?
Right now, I'm actually a software trainer. So we build healthcare software for doctor's offices, and I train them how to use it. Well, train the doctors how to use it. When I worked for the Times, I was doing like SEO kind of stuff, like search engine optimization, kind of Google AdWords and analytics and stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, man.
That's good.
Gosh, Florida gets a bad rap. We're not all that bad. Florida's cool. There's nice beaches. We've got Disney. But there are a lot of crazies. I think it's because Florida is where everybody else goes, right? So everybody in North America, it seems, goes to Florida. So of course we're going to be crazy because we have to deal with all of your crazies.
Yeah, but they go at specific times.
No, there's retirement communities down there. People go down there to retire.
Right, they go down here to retire, and then they have like their kids visit them. And then their kids like the beaches, so their kids stay. And so now we've got like a second generation of the crazies that have you know, immigrated here.
Like, honest talk, I've never seen them. Because I went to Florida when I finished university, and we were like 14 guys, and I pretty much was the only one that wasn't single. And we went like in beginning of January.
Yeah.
And the oddest girls that the guys found were Quebec girls.
Really? Like, that's funny.
There were no young people, like, anywhere.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I guess it depends on where you go. Like, where I'm at, I'm outside of Tampa. Tampa's pretty cool, pretty hip. But where I'm at is, like, just nothing but, like, retirement communities. And so it's just nothing but, like, the Canadian retirees or, like, northern retirees. Yeah. Not, you know, maybe from, like, Minnesota. A lot of Minnesota people.
Okay. We went to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. I have family in Florida.
We went to Miami later, but I don't remember because I was sleeping in a car. Long story. Not because of your alcohol, because your alcohol doesn't taste anything.
Wait, what?
Your alcohol doesn't taste anything. Your beers?
Whoa.
I'm exaggerating, but I was, honestly, the whole week I was drinking Coors Light.
Okay, see, that's the problem. That's not beer. That's, like, corn water.
But you guys don't even put, like, the percentage of alcohol on your bottles. That's crazy.
No, this one is, let's see, 5.9%.
5.9? See, I'm drinking a 9.
What?
Yeah.
Is that, like, an everyday, though? Is that, like, a common, like, oh, this is a, you know, I'm going to drink this, or is that, it's, like, a special event?
If you find one beer from Quebec around your place, it's going to be this, it's going to be the Fame's Moment.
Really? 9 is pretty good. I mean, I drink, like, a 5 is, like, my average, the 5%, and then if I'm feeling crazy, then maybe there's a couple that I'll get that are, like, 12 or 13%, but that's, like, that's a big deal.
Okay, but see, Coors Light here? It's like 4.1, I think.
Yeah.
And in America, nobody's written anything on it. And like, no. I drank Guinness, and it doesn't taste anything in the States.
Huh. Interesting.
Like the Guinness you guys get, and it's crazy.
Well, the difference, the Guinness up there?
The Guinness up there it's not even the European one, because my sister brought back some beers from Europe, and they were stronger than in Canada. And in America, they're even softer, I guess.
Huh. Well, next time you come to Florida, if you do come to Florida, I'll take you to just swing by Tampa, swing by Lakeland, and I'll take you to a couple places, and we'll get some real American beer. So none of that Coors Light, Bud Light kind of stuff. That's gross. I agree. But there's some good stuff, like Dogfish Head. Have you had Dogfish Head?
No.
Oh, Dogfish Head. They've got this it's an Imperial Porter, I think. An Imperial Porter. It's like 14, 15%, and it's like a liqueur almost. It's really potent. Delicious.
I'll see if I can try it out.
Yeah. Cool.
So, should we get
back to it? We've just kind of derailed. That's okay, though.
I almost reached a point where I need to go to the bathroom, so...
We spent the last 25 minutes talking, and we recorded for 23 before that, and I'd say about 20 was the actual podcast.
Yeah.
Go ahead and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, a talented editor might be able to use some of what we were talking about.
I was thinking, like, maybe we could just cut that out and say, hey, this is what we're like without a format. We get along pretty well. You know? Bonus podcast.
Bonus podcast. There you go. That works.
Bonus podcast. The bonus podcast. Are you reading the article?
I'm reading the Golden Corral thing. Perhaps the most disgruntled customer was 71-year-old Chief Billy. And then in quotes from Chief Billy, this is the only restaurant they had in town that was worth a shit. Oh, Chief Billy. That is pretty funny. But for real, the Tampa Bay Times is a garbage newspaper. They're terrible. So,
how do they have 10 Pulitzer Prizes?
I mean, maybe that's like me saying that, you know, I got straight A's, right? I don't necessarily have to tell you that was in first grade. So,
I got straight A's.
Exactly. Yeah.
All through high
That's
school.
The Tampa Bay Times. The Tampa Bay Times. Straight A's in PE.
Whoever wrote that, I mean, just basing on that one, they're either brilliant or, you know.
Well, no, that one's good. I'll give you that. That one is pretty funny. I don't think that's the norm, though.
I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's supposed to be funny, though.
Are they trolling everyone or not? No, it only shows you when you're talking, I thought.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I think that might be what's causing me to, like, my screen, like, I'm just kind of losing you guys. I don't know if your connection between each other is pretty good, but I just, both of you are a little spotty every now and then. And I wonder if it's this whole Google only switching and showing who's talking that, I don't know, it feels like that takes up a lot of resources.
Good. Could be.
Okay.
Are those the Sony headphones that you got, Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the...
The what?
I actually picked up the same pair from Best Buy not long ago. I got the black ones. They're only $20 and they sound great.
I've had multiple people ask me if these were Beats.
I know, I've had the same thing.
They don't really look like Beats.
They're white. I think that's the problem with yours. Not that it's a problem, but that's the thing, I think, is that you don't find many white headphones.
Wait, you guys don't buy, like, $250 headphones?
No.
God, no.
Really?
No. I've got a pair of $20 headphones. They sound just fine.
Yeah. I think mine are, like, pretty expensive because I asked for them for Christmas.
Yeah, that's like the only time. I would never spend that on myself.
Yeah, I rolled on my list, like, good headphones.
Yeah, I think the nicest headphones I have are these ones I'm wearing now, and these aren't even mine. These I got from work, and they're, like, $60, $70 headphones.
I quit trying to do things on the internet. Slow, intuitive things. You guys ready to come back and...
Yep.
For real, now that we've taken a 30-minute break.
All right, sounds good.
20-minute podcast.
Just to make sure, like, it's Chris is timekeeper.
I am timekeeper, yep.
It's Alex, you, and me. Do we keep the same order? I can go second, I don't care.
Oh, yeah, I'll go first.
So who's, wait, what's second. The order?
Me, John, you.
Gotcha, okay.
Good. Cool.